Peter Lynham.
Good afternoon. How is it going, Big Hungry?
Not bad, not bad, not bad. Three not bad.
Very good. Yeah. So I suppose it was inevitable that somebody, after all the targeting of all these colonialist statues, should suddenly decide, well, how about the Jesus statues?
Modern Jesus has always been quite pasty, fair to say.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I guess that every culture builds up, you know, just classic profiles of him. Mm-hmm. And as some people have pointed out, in recent years, well, probably the American Jesus is the one who's most strikingly white and blue-eyed. Although the picture that people often have associated with Jesus is actually from a Scandinavian source, hence blonde.
He's usually on the cross. So at the least, he's going to be extremely tanned, right?
This original this picture that people find, that I think probably lies behind Sean King's comments that have rippled around.
What did he say? What did he say?
So Sean King said it was high time that all the images of Jesus and stained glass windows and all the statues were smashed and brought down because it was a form of oppression. He tweeted at various times. Sean King, you know, makes an income from colourful tweets.
What about instead of smashing everything down, you just start doing things differently, but then you kind of just learn from your history that way and you leave, you know what I mean?
Well, that's a very moderate approach of you there.
Okay, I don't know.
That's
just an
idea.
That's
very reasonable.
Yes.
Entirely reasonable. That's not how Sean King makes his name.
I've actually got his quote here, Peter. He said, "These are gross forms of white supremacy created as tools of oppression, racist propaganda. They should all come down." He also stated that if your religion requires Jesus to be a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus, then your religion is not Christianity, but white supremacy.
Yep. So it's a classic Sean King overstatement, but there is something in his point.
Doesn't the Bible say that Jesus has like bronze feet and kind of short black hair and whatnot?
It doesn't say a single word about his appearance.
Oh,
not
interesting.
A single word.
Interesting.
But presumably he was a Jew with a beard and
a hell of a guy as well.
But I mean, the result is that in every culture, Jesus has tended to become like the people who do the culture, you know, who are dominant in the culture.
Yeah, such as any god, right? That's kind of what...
That's true. The gods reflect the culture that they're in.
Apart from the Indian stuff, their gods are totally crazy, man. Like Dr. Moreau type gods.
But it is true that because Christianity has been such a strongly conversionist religion, that the images of Jesus that people have taken with them have often not been thought through, you know? And so that there have been classic examples. For example, when Mormons came to New Zealand, many of the Māori who responded to Mormonism believed that if they truly believed, they would become white.
What the fuck?
And this is a delicacy of a matter that current-day Mormons are a bit embarrassed by, but since they wouldn't allow black people into the temple, you know, there was a racist element there. And in mainstream Christianity as well, I'm sure that traditionally, you weren't supposed to have images of the Christian God anyway. The Christian God was opposed to images, and a lot of these problems would have gone if they'd kept their rules. Mm. But people love image. Well, we always imagine what a person is like, don't we?
Yeah, and you're going to imagine what you're surrounded by, right, I guess.
May also, and this is, I think, where the Sean King comments kick home, you also tend to imagine the person who has the greatest prowess and achievement, who symbolises all that is the most good and beautiful,
right, that's
and
dangerous
in your world, and that's where the problems come.
Perception.
Because you may well indeed he then becomes used. These pictures of Jesus then become pictures of the oppressor whom you're expected to bow down to.
Mm.
Now, of course, there's always been the other. I mean, I can think of in Tauranga, in the very, very early years of Christianity, a Maori artist did an extraordinary Madonna and Child as a Maori woman with moko,
mm-hmm.
and with Jesus, very obviously a Maori child. Now, the priests were pretty unhappy about it being displayed.
But actually, it's probably closer to the OG. Has everyone decided on the shade of Jesus? Exactly.
Well, Jesus would have been Middle East swarthy, right. Coloured, so at least, you know, modestly brown skin, presumably not unlike modern day Middle Eastern people.
The shades of Jesus, right?
Yeah, but the other problem is though, when you need to smash every image. You see, this has happened before. I mean, during the Reformation, all the images in Catholic churches that became Protestant, they were all smashed. And you can still go to England and see places where images had been knocked down, broken up, because they, in those days, for religious reasons,
yeah.
they were, you know, attracting people to worship the statue rather than the real God. But I'm not sure that anything much was achieved by that. Because you end up by replacing him by your own imaginations. I think Sean King is talking a very purist approach. And indeed, I'm not sure that... am I required to imagine a black Jesus? I think I can imagine a black
Jesus. I think the point is we're imagining Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, precisely. Precisely. Mm. And there's been superb studies of the way in which Jesus gets moulded to fit every culture that he's in.
Mm.
But the trouble is that, I mean, if you actually read the real Gospels, they tend to, in fact, challenge every culture that you're in rather than just go along with it.
Right.
And for that, Sean King's good because he forces us to think how much have we co-opted this image of this man back from the first century.
Hmm. Now, Sean King himself has got a slightly questionable background where you might have to kind of go, well, I mean, is he just doing this to draw attention to himself?
Yes.
Or what? I mean, how?
I think that Sean King likes to be at the front of the wave of any hot issue.
Mm.
And he's a kind of incendiarist in a way through his tweets.
Mm-hmm.
That he wants to throw a bomb or two and attract attention to himself for projects that may be more about Sean King than anybody else.
Mm.
So, I mean, there is that aspect to it. But it is intriguing the way in which instantly the topic became such a, drew such attention to itself. So I do think that, like a lot of the statues debate of the earlier in the week, there was a bit that was close to the bone.
It's not the first time I've heard this chat before, though, about the sort of the white Jesus everywhere, you know?
It does seem to be... No. It's hardly new. I mean, in fact, I've got a stack of books on my shelves about the images of Jesus and the American Jesus and even the New Zealand Jesus. There's a book about that, the way in which even in New Zealand we've moulded Jesus to suit our society.
Mm.
In an ideal world, Peter, what do we need to do to redress some of these problems that people might have with the appearance of Jesus and his representation in public?
An operation on everyone's eyes, John, in which see nothing at all.
Possibly. Possibly a good bit of brown wash would do a trick for a while. But I would say this, that the interesting thing about Christianity is that it does allow a whole series of varied images of what Jesus might be or how Jesus might have looked, and it invokes the what would Jesus do kind of questions, so that the God, the particular Christian God, quite enjoys tangling with human affairs. So, I mean, he's going to be stuck with this problem.
It also kind of reaffirms my belief that all books without pictures are not worth reading, really. They just pose more questions than answers, because if every word is worth 1,000, if every picture is worth 1,000 words, then
Yes, indeed.
You're going to have a much better book with a few pictures.
But if you're going to take that approach, you need to ask, what are the pictures in the book?
Well, I had the Bible, had a look, just a little couple of rough sketches, I think.
Well, there's some pretty good children's Bibles for you.
Oh, man, I'm talking about the OG.
Yes, well, there you are.
Not that I've read that either, so whatever.
So,
definitely worth pondering this stuff, Peter. Definitely worth pondering, and important for so many reasons, obviously. So, be interesting to see going forward what the new pictures of Jesus are going to look like, maybe in this conscious world.
I think they are already changing.
Right.
I think long before it didn't take Sean King to start the search for indigenous images of Jesus. Pretty strong in a lot of cultures these days. And the whole weight of Christianity is moving into the black and Asian world.
Right.
So
interesting.
Inevitably, white Jesuses are going to become rarer, I think.
Okay. I'm looking forward to the collectible white Jesus coming up. Thanks, mate.
Okay. See you later.